How do you hear something? This is just a personal experience on how I just heard an audio boo. And you might think, you go to audio boo, you turn it on, you press play, you hear the thing. But many things are made, and there isn't time to listen to everything that we think we want to listen to, i.e. things we subscribe to. But I first heard this audio boo in part via the editing panel it was mashed up on from Bernie Goldback at Top Gold at the .conf last Thursday. And I think I heard the start of the boo on audio boo in my followed boos area. And I didn't listen to the whole thing. I would have heard the start of it and go, yeah, get back to that, but I didn't. And then I saw a tweet this morning from Enormous and at Enormous, Roseanne. And Roseanne was commenting on Bernie's Irish Boosters compendium boo of a small selection of Irish people who are recording audio boos. And then I followed the link and I listened to it in full, all 8 minutes 23 of it. And lads, Peter and Bernie, a nice compendium, well done. And in it, I heard a boo, a section of a boo that I would have heard in its entirety when it was recorded by Helen Shaw. And it was the one from Berlin. And I heard it before, but it was on the second listen that it struck me that she's walking around museums that are cool in a 38 degrees Berlin, and she mentions that there are many of them now. And that just whizzes me back to something I recorded about 3 months ago in a hotel in Abbey Street, and an economist, Konstantin Gurdjieff, was debating Joe Higgins on the crisis and socialism v capitalism and stuff, as they do. And he mentioned something about the building that went on for 10 years in Berlin. And he had a really scathing attack on the whole purpose of it and its effectiveness, and you know, what the hell were they doing? And it was probably, you know, public works programs, and it employed people and it boosted the economy, but he had no time for it. And I'm just listening to it from a different perspective, somebody who is in a museum in Berlin telling me that there are many more of them, and I'm thinking, poles apart. Interesting perspective on how I get to hear things and how hearing them again and again is not a bad thing. There are many a good tweet that you should retweet yourself 3 or 4 times. There's many a good radio program that, while it shouldn't be repeated in its entirety again and again and again, and some things should be, but many things need not be, but to remix, to rehash, to mash up the best bits of sound and represent them again in different ways so that people get another listening point opportunity with that content in parallel to other content. It's remixing. It's the future. It's brilliant.